And the nominees for Best Actor in a Podcast are Paul Giamatti's Left Eye. Here he is. There he is. Up, chewing away. Sleepy Joe Biden. Up there. Up. There he is. Both eyes. Oh, now they're both awake this time. Oh, and... And coming up right after that is Ryan Quigley. Not sure what's happening over there with that poor fellow. Who's the Oscar go to? And the Oscar goes to Ryan Quigley from the Bells and Whistles Podcast. Wow! Give a speech. Give a speech.
I would like this bit to end. Hey, on this episode of Bells and Whistles Podcast, we talk about the Oscars, and then we go and we play a round of Pokey Doku. We understand that they were too long ago, and we didn't feel
what
like doing anything else. All that and much, much more in this episode on the Bells and Whistles Podcast.
Run that intro. If you'd let me keep going, I was gonna have you do the dog.
That would have been good.
Best of both worlds, huh? Look at this.
Take your time now.
Well, this is a little... I'm worried that I started too high up.
You flew too close to the sun.
Look at this.
Huh? Yeah. Go ahead. We'll finish it. Just let it rock. Come on. You got to accept yourself. That's the important bit. This joke probably stands for itself, right? We don't need any...
Yeah, no. Hi. Welcome to the Oscars.
Welcome back to the Bells and Whistles Podcast. Ryan Quigley, E from
Bernie.
Live from the red carpet. The Oscars has happened. And you know,
wow.
Of course, it's a happy Wednesday morning.
Uh-huh.
The perfect amount of time has passed so that nobody cares about the Oscars anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and
but
guess
we'll
what?
We'll talk about it.
You know what else nobody cares about?
What?
This podcast.
Yeah!
So we're going to talk about the Oscars, and we'll play Pokidoku for all the Pokemon fans in a bit. But this is not going to be a Pokemon-heavy podcast.
No.
We're not going to say which Pokemon is Jimmy Kimmel. we're not going to do that to anybody.
I was ready for Mr. Rye.
we both had very rough weeks. Very rough, long weeks. So what we're going to do is we don't care about Pokemon this week. We're going to talk about the Oscars. And we're going to bullshit for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling very well.
I know. I'm worried you're going to spread to me.
I almost certainly will. So we're going to talk about the Oscars, and then we'll play Pokidoku. If you want Pokemon stuff, just skip the Pokidoku. It'll be a little fucking button down there.
Yeah. Ba-ba-da-da. Ha.
On Earth? What in God's...
That's where I put this? Ha. That's where the button is.
Okay.
It's down below. It's down below. Don't worry.
I don't know if it's going to be there.
It's down.
I don't know if it's going to be there. Hold on. I don't like this spoon. I'm taking this spoon out.
We've got a story. There's a lot of entertainment news out there, isn't there? Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I'm on edge this week.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of news going around. There's stories to behold.
How are you?
I'm okay. I finished this. You'll see me now. I'm back on the market. I'm an unemployed man.
Fun employed.
Fun employed, huh? I'm wandering around, looking around for like whatever kind of, you know, mischief.
Odd jobs. Doodads.
You know? Gadgets and gizmos.
Who's its and what's its galore?
No, you finished up Jonah. We finished up Jonah.
At roundabout,
the Laura Pels. Yes.
I always hated her.
I'm not sure who she is, I'll be honest.
I don't think much of anybody knows who Laura Pels is. Hey, Laura Pels.
Laura Pels, if
shout out
come
Laura
on the
Pels.
Podcast. Yeah. No, we finished it up there. It was a great run. I was very sad to see it go. But I'm happy to not be an understudy anymore. I think it's time to.
It's not a fun job.
It's not a very fun job.
It's not a fun job.
No, it was fun to do it with these folks, but it's just a lot of sitting around.
Yes.
So, but I was lucky enough I got to go on. Thank you everybody that came to see me. I know all of our fans.
What was that? I want to get a slow mo of you looking over to me. Thanks to everyone who came to see me. That's That's what you did. I could not make it. I was out of town.
That's okay. That's okay.
I was out of town on another job that I don't know if I could talk about or not.
No. Well, you were filming something else.
I was filming a thing.
Filming a little thing. But it's good that you couldn't come because you would have seen my butt. My butt was out in this
did
play.
Did you get any good notes on your butt?
Nobody said much. Except good old Katie Puschel. Katie Puschel said...
Did she say something, what?
When I wrote her and I said, you know, just so you know, when you're coming to see this, you know, it's my butt is out in this. And she said, oh, I didn't know we were getting a show.
Shout out Katie Puschel.
Good job, Katie.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, but nobody said anything about your butt. Nobody said, oh, well done?
Nobody said, well done. No. Well, what a strange thing that would have said.
That's what I would have said. I would have said, oh, the part.
What always good to see you on stage.
What's your favorite word to call, alternative word to call about butt?
Rump.
Rump.
Yeah, rump.
Mine is tush.
Tush. Derriere.
I was going to say derriere, too.
Derriere. Yeah, no, yeah. I think we've got lots of good opportunities here.
Did your girlfriend tell you that she texted me a list of funny sayings that her dad told her?
Yes, yes, yes. This is Rebecca's dad has an idea for a play that he wants me to be in.
Right.
Where it would be... I'm trying to bring back old-timey sayings.
Yeah, like and that. I said that so you...
I already say a fair amount of that. Isn't it like things like okie dokie?
Just really quick. Just go through the list really quick.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it. Jiminy Cricket. For Pete's sake. Golly gee. Criminy. Holy cow. Good grief. Gee whiz. Rats. Swell.
I say holy cow a fair amount.
Do you really throw around holy cow a lot?
Not with you because we're swearing, but like if I'm teaching or something like that, I'll do a lot of holy cow.
I want to incorporate holy smokes. I want to bring back holy smokes.
Yeah,
I want to do that.
That's big. Rats,
did she tell you? I say rats. Rats, I think rats is funny. Did she tell you what I responded?
What did you say?
I said, don't let him get a hold of Criminy. I'm pretty sure he's forgotten that one.
Well, you remember Elton Tube's old catchphrase that I was going to try and put in later episodes.
What was this?
He was going to say, Criminy Cripes, put me in stripes.
That's right. I do remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah. I'm already halfway there to that.
Yeah.
At a point. So yeah, maybe I'll be a little wordsman salesman.
Right.
But I wanted to tell you because there's a lot going on in the industry right now.
Yes.
If you don't know, there's A3 talent agency has kind of crumbled into the nether, and a lot of folks like us are looking for actors. None of us, we weren't with them to begin with.
Yeah, they rejected me. Yeah.
But a friend of mine was telling me, because he was going and looking and taking meetings with new agents.
Right.
And he told me that I thought this was the kind of story that I thought would really get to you.
To me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was taking a meeting with a talent agency. And if you don't know, there's like agents are kind of, actors will go to agencies and they're quote unquote kind of, you're supposed to hire them. They work for you. But a lot of the time they will deny you is the thing. Like
yeah.
They are the ones with the power oftentimes in the scenario.
It very rarely feels like they are a person working for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not how it usually goes.
Yeah. So we were, so he was telling me that he went into this agency and it was him in a room with maybe five other agents
sitting around a table
and they were talking. And he was saying, he was like, you know, like, I didn't like that they were making me feel small. They were making me feel like I was, nothing. Like I was, you know, that they were making me feel like I wasn't in charge of this.
Oh, no.
So they asked him, they were saying all this stuff. And agents are almost, we've had some luck, or at least I've had some luck. I tend to like the agents that I'm with. But a lot of the times agents are kind of cold. They can be.
I'll be the first to tell you.
Yeah.
Agents are very seldom nice to me.
Yeah, no, they're not. A lot of the times they're not very nice at all. So he was in the room and they were kind of interviewing him and stuff like that. And at the end of it, they asked him, they said, okay, well, what do you think, you know, what do you think of us? How do you think this meeting went? What do you think? And he said, I feel like this room and the people in it are all very cold.
Oh,
yeah.
He's going to have a long life. He's going to have a real he's gonna have a tough time. Yeah, dude.
He was like, I feel like,
oh,
they're all like it's all very cold, and everybody, and he said they all got very quiet. And then the head agent who was there, who was the one doing most of the speaking, said, look, what I liked about you before, what initially attracted us to working with you, is that I think that you're a grower, and I think that you...
Not a shower.
I think that you're a grower, and I think you mature and experience acting very quickly, and you become grow and become a very exciting actor. So what I'd like to do is that we take a step back and we watch you for a year and we see what, you know, we see what kind of person you are. And after a year, I'd like to bring you back here and I ask you why you just said that.
That's fucking awesome. that's a badass fucking mob boss move. That's really fucking cool. That's actually awesome.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's hard, man. Yeah. That's tough. Because very quick, like, I just want to clear things up for anybody who is not an actor or anything in the business.
Yeah.
The reason that I reacted the way I did to the person saying everybody in the room is cold is not because you're not allowed to feel that.
Yeah.
It's just that there is absolutely zero good that can come from telling your agent that.
Yeah.
There's no, especially when you haven't brought anything to an agency quite yet.
Yeah, yeah.
There is zero positive.
Yeah.
To making them feel bad or pissing them off.
Yeah.
Like it can only do you harm.
Yeah. Well, so, he was in.
So that's a really stupid thing to do.
And he afterwards was like, I think I probably shouldn't have done that. But he's going to be fine because he's now going with a different agency.
Okay. Well,
so
well done.
Yeah. Good so he. Him. It's the kind of thing where it's what we fantasize about, where we have options, you know?
Right.
And you can go and we've already got somebody who wants to buy our stuff. And somebody else is like, yeah, we'd like to do that. I'm like, yeah, well, how much would you
I'd like you to kiss my ass, lady. Something like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of fantasies.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about a fantasy I had?
Yeah.
Because, like, I was watching the Oscars, right? And
everybody,
you're watching, you can't help but dream about, you know, your Oscar acceptance.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody's done that. That's boring.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about what I had.
What's your
fantasy? Because I figure you and I, we both have long, illustrious careers in the industry.
I think so.
So I'm picturing
this podcast, this channel, for proof.
I'm picturing us when we're, like, 78.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you have 5 Oscars. And I have 7. Just
good.
Don't take that the wrong way.
No,
that's just the way. Come on.
Yeah. I'll try not to.
Right. And I picture it's you know, they're honoring you with, you know, the whatever Mark Twain
in memoriam.
No, they're honoring you with the big award, award.
Yeah,
so you're front and center, and you're old. Yeah. I imagine you have Larry David's haircut.
Yeah, good.
And it's been maybe 17 years since I've been seen in Hollywood. And you know they've now preserved some combination of Jimmy Kimmel and Billy Crystal in some gorilla body, right?
Yeah.
And he goes now to honor Ephraim Birney, we have a guest that needs no introduction.
Oh, good.
And they press a button, and it's me. I come down from the ceiling. I'm feeble. I'm 300 pounds, morbidly obese. Crowd erupts. Everybody roars, and I have a cane, and I'm like it's the scene from Willy Wonka, and I just hobble. Everybody's on their feet. Ah, whatever. Nobody's seen me in years. I hop up to the mic, and I'm trying to figure out what my opening joke will
be.
And this is what I have so far.
What's yours?
I look around. I say, can you tell I'm running out of money? And then, of course, you give a nice big speech. You know?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that was my fantasy.
I think that's an amazing fantasy.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they would ever imagine if they did that now. Guillermo del Toro comes from the ceiling. Or they shoot him up like they do with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He comes out of the ground. Send him too high.
Yeah, so that's what I think. I hope we play this clip.
Yeah, I hope they do. The background, vertical.
Kneels there by your side.
Kneels there by my side.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil is still like 19 years old.
Yeah, Neil has not aged at all. Neil's aged beautifully.
Yeah.
So how do you want to go through all the Oscar stuff? How do you have structure? Do you want to lead the conversation?
Here's what I think we should do.
Okay.
Because the Oscars, for the most part, I think went kind of according to plan for everybody, right?
Yeah, like, it wasn't really a surprise.
But I do want to talk about, because you put the effort into watching all of the movies.
I watched eight of them. I didn't watch Zone of Interest or Past Lives.
I watched Past Lives, so I can talk.
Right, okay, okay.
I didn't watch Zone of Interest, but I know enough.
Enough.
And I feel
do
like
you know
so,
Kenuff.
So we're gonna skip over Barbie. Yeah. So we're gonna. You know. I feel like let's just kind of quickly. I don't see
go
why we can't
them.
Talk about all. You know, all of them.
Do you want to? Do you have an order that you want to? Do you want to lead off
about
with Barbie?
Emma Stone, because maybe she didn't. She's the big upset.
Was she a big upset?
She wasn't really the big upset. I thought she was probably the best one.
That's not what you said before we turned the camera.
Shit.
Can we get the big one out of the way? You want to start with Barbie? Because I didn't get a chance. Because we talked about Barbie
Babby.
Months and months ago.
Let's talk about Babby.
Barbie, I didn't understand why it was nominated. I had a lot of fun watching Barbie.
Yeah.
Pretty movie to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Cool concept.
Mm-hmm.
Silly.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Vibrant.
Of course.
Sexy.
Well, you've got me there.
But I don't know why it was nominated for an Oscar. I don't know if it was this big.
I think that's what these things have become now. Well,
it's a big,
it's kind of like the Grammys, where it's not really the best song, but it's the one you heard the most.
Oh, here,
it?
Yeah, okay.
You know,
all right.
So it's kind
I didn't
of...
know that was the Grammy. Okay, yeah, no, I thought it was a lot of fun. I just don't know if it deserved all the things. I certainly don't think Ryan Gosling was awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know if he should be up for.
I think that's a little crazy.
I told you they should have nominated the dog.
The dog from Anatomy of a Fall.
Dessert should have been totally over Ryan Gosling. Like that.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
One of the best, but we're not talking about him.
No, we're going to get to that in a minute.
I'll give you one guess as to what my favorite part of Barbie was.
It's got to be Will Ferrell, don't you think?
No, no, no. I don't care about that.
Oh, you don't? I thought he was really funny.
Yeah, sure, he was funny, but he was Will Ferrell. I'll take Will Ferrell any day of the year. But
let's see. Let me think.
My parts, shit that I like.
Okay. Probably what, Michael Cera beating everybody up on the side of the road?
No, but I did like that.
Okay, good.
No.
I'm trying to think of what would make you, like, you and me laugh that maybe other people wouldn't laugh at.
No, I don't think this part made you laugh.
Oh, okay, good. Was it when she finds old, what's her name, in the kitchen? She's a ghost or whatever?
No, I didn't care about that. No.
What is it?
I loved when all the Kens got together and played Push by Matchbox 20. Oh, I will. That was, oh my God. That was, because I do that shit.
There you go. Well, sure.
I love that part.
Yeah.
I wish they performed Push by Matchbox 20 instead of I Am Ken.
Yeah. The name of the song is I Am Ken.
Whatever the fuck that is. I am, you know.
I'm just Ken.
Name's Ken.
Name's Ken. Nice,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah. No, I think there's a lot of people online that will say things like Barbie deserves best picture because it's a beautiful movie and it's got tons of layers. I don't really think it's got lots of layers. I think it's really good at what it does, but it also doesn't, to me, and this was my thing that I said originally, I was like, it doesn't feel like the people that, I'm sure Greta Gerwig wanted to make this movie more like this,
right.
But I feel like everybody who was a money power person was like, put more Ryan Gosling in it and less anything to do with Margot Robbie in it.
Yeah.
I feel like she had no, I don't know if she changed. I guess she did because she became human at the end. Sorry to spoil Barbie for you.
Yeah, guys, come on. Watch it on Max.
But it felt like, to me, it felt like a movie that was scared to be about Barbie.
I don't necessarily disagree, but also there's just part, and perhaps I'm you know, some fragile masculinity pig,
uh-huh,
or whatever, but I just don't think that it's a movie that requires that much opining.
No,
like I feel like my response to the movie was,
what a fun movie,
fun,
you know,
fine. And if somebody has a criticism like that, I say, yeah, fine,
yeah,
I'm hungry.
Like, to me, I think Barbie Princess and the Popper is a better Barbie movie.
Was
you
America
can fight me on that
was America Ferrera nominated?
No, people were upset that she wasn't. But I'm like, okay, people worked really hard this year as actresses, and America Ferrera is great. Yeah. She's great. I don't know. I just don't think she had enough to do in this. She had that one speech, and that big,
which was a little long.
Look, I'm kidding. We're not the ones to say anything about that.
It was a great speech.
It was a little long, though.
There were cuts.
Yeah. But that's Barbie. That's Babbie in a nutshell for you.
Who is there one you want to talk about? Because
if we're going to talk about Babbie, let's talk about Oppenheimer.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first because yours is the controversial opinion. I think Oppenheimer is, we all knew it was going to win, and it did. And that's great. I feel like having spent some time away from it, I wonder how necessary a lot of that Robert Downey Jr. stuff was. He just won, so I a lot of people think that it was, I guess, probably pretty good, huh? But I don't know. I wanted to know about Oppenheimer, and I feel like it.
Did you?
Well, sure I did.
Okay.
Sure I did. I wanted to know about him. I think it's funny how he has sex and he says, "I am death, destroyer of worlds." I think that's funny.
You stole that one?
Yeah, I've used that one. That's my move now. I think it's funny that she comes back and she's having sex with him at the table.
He's getting interviewed.
Yeah, he's getting interviewed. A lot of people were like, that's wrong that they made her do that. I do think that's funny. I don't think it's probably not right.
You know what I was thinking through that whole scene?
Yeah.
Is that the poor Cillian Murphy's got his naked butt on that wooden chair. That's what I was thinking.
Some poor props person has to wipe that.
Yeah, he's got his still Cillian Murphy's fucking makeup
butt
print.
Little butt. He's a lot. Yeah, I feel like either he. I can't tell you how old he is. I don't know if he's like
either a rough 32 or an amazing 61.
Yeah. I can't tell you what his age is.
Yeah,
but
I can't tell either.
But he's great. He's really great in it. It's one of those movies that it's like this is so dedicated to the realism of it, and so, you know, and so, like, well done that it almost feels a little bit like I'm just hanging out with a scientist for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Which is great if you like a scientist, you know? And I really, look, it's got all the laurels I can give it. You don't like it at all.
Cillian Murphy, I bow down to you. I think you're a tremendous actor.
Yes.
Christopher Nolan, I think you're a tremendous director. I'd hope to work with you someday. Dark Knight. Oh my God. Bow down. Emily Blunt.
An amazing cameo.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Oh my God. Robert Downey Jr. Uh-huh. Even. I loved Iron Man. Bow down to you.
Hey, I'm a big fan.
David Crummles. Who I destroyed. who I just so happened to destroy. In the New York 48-hour film project.
I hope he gets to watch this.
I bow down to you. I bow down to you, David Crummel.
We hope that you're okay.
I think he's lovely. Josh Peck. All in. It was a beautiful production. Mm-hmm. I don't give a single fuck. Fuck with 17 capital F's about Oppenheimer. I don't give a shit about Oppie. I don't care. I don't know. Oh. I didn't know who Oppenheimer was before this thing. Here's the thing. It's really a me problem.
No.
It is.
No.
Let me take it. Because I'm a stupid guy, and I have to deal with the ramifications of that for the rest of my life.
No.
And I understand. No. I understand. I totally 100% understand. It's all my fault. All that said,
he's got a little boring guy.
When you're telling me that this is the best film of the year, I think a stupid guy should be able to appreciate it. And although I can say that it was made beautifully, that movie was disorienting. I didn't know who was who. I didn't know what the arguments between the scientists were about. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. I didn't know I didn't know what part of fucking time we were in.
No, it's
we were
true.
Going back and forth. There were part of it would be black and white. I don't know if it's modern day or whatever. And then 3/4 of the way through the movie, we see them setting up the table that they've been talking at for 2 hours. And can I tell you something? Yeah. Can I give you my biggest? This is really my problem.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't really know what communism is. I don't really know what it is. And I certainly don't care. I certainly don't care that he was one. So, and that's, I know that it's a big deal, but every time they'd be like, you know, Cillian Murphy, he might be a communist. Mm. Everyone,
oh no.
And I go, okay.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know. It was too long. The best part was Albert Einstein, and he wasn't in it enough.
Yeah. Didn't you like when he came out from behind the taxi?
Yeah, that was all great. Yeah. I couldn't wait for that movie. It took me three tries to watch that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I hated every second of it. Yeah, and tough. I'm sorry.
No, it's
I
good.
Did. That's just, if you were to design a movie that wasn't for me, that would be it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a great movie, and if it's your favorite, I'm sorry. But Oppenheimer. Ploppenheimer.
How long were you worried on that one?
Good Christ.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I think we don't have to say anything else about Oppenheimer.
Oh, I hated Oppenheimer.
Its laurels have been sung enough.
Yeah.
Let's quickly... I think the next one to talk about would be Poor Things.
Oh, Poor Things.
Because that is one that you like.
It was the other
hero of the night.
Well, I loved me some Poor Things. Uh-huh. You know me, a movie can very easily be too weird for me, and Poor Things towed that line sort of beautifully for me. It just pushed me to my edge of so it reminded me of, it was the same level of weird as Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't like this, I went to Catholic school. Yeah. but it was enough. Emma Stone, I keep calling her Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts.
Emma Stone,
pretty woman, wasn't in pretty thing.
Emma Stone was an incredible amount of silly for me, just the right amount.
Yeah,
I thought her performance was near flawless, and I thought it was. And again, at the risk of being snooty and too, what's it called? What was Picasso? What was it?
Pretentious
or, you know, abstract, uh-huh. Whatever. I think it was sort of a beautiful allegory for, you know, stumbling through life
as
a person who doesn't know too much. And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So I love
you felt represented.
I did.
Your baby's brain was in your head.
Can I tell you, though?
Yeah.
Gerard Carmichael was awful.
Oh my God. He was so bad.
He was like almost.
And I love Gerard Carmichael.
I love Gerard Carmichael too, but somebody needed to grab his
I couldn't believe that. I was shocked.
Why'd they do that to him?
Who?
If someone is that bad in a movie, it's not their fault.
Yeah,
anymore.
Yeah. No, somebody was like. It felt as though Yorgos Lanthimos or whatever played a little joke on him and was like, here, just run the lines with her and we'll film it. And
I didn't know what was, done,
you know,
that was not, somebody should have stepped in front of that.
That was, I feel
everyone else was,
is like pretty good most of the time. I think
I don't think I've ever seen him act before, but I think he's a great comedian.
No, he doesn't. He's on, isn't he on like Rami or something like that? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Was he on? I think I only watched one or two seasons of Rami.
Okay, I can't remember.
But I thought Rami was great.
Yeah,
Mark Ruffalo was great. I don't know why he was the hot guy, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, odd.
But the whole thing was weird.
The whole thing was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right. So why not make him the hot guy? I really liked Poor Things. I loved the kind of journey that we went on. I'm so down for a weird thing.
Yeah.
All that. That's, I'm the weird one. I like that kind of thing.
You didn't like all the masturbating.
No, I thought that was great.
Okay.
I thought that was great.
Okay.
I, you know, maybe because I want things to be wrapped up too nicely in a neat little bow. I guess this is a spoiler for Poor Things.
Yeah.
But I felt like when they got back and her husband came back, that was like, we don't need this. I felt like we had the bad guy that Mark Ruffalo had been, and he was stupid and fun, and he didn't really get an ending, I felt like. And instead they just brought in this new guy who was scary and like very good. I like that actor.
Right.
But, you know, and I was like, okay, well, this is, sure, I guess so. And then he gets, like, punished and turns into a goat.
Yeah, right.
And the other thing is that I was like, and this would have been too, I guess, too nicely wrapped, but I was like, I thought Willem Dafoe should go in his body. Willem Dafoe's brain was dying. I thought they should have taken his brain out, put it in the husband's body. And that way everybody gets to live happily ever after. But instead,
I think that would have been too weird. I think
you think so.
I kind of think so.
Why?
That would have been too weird. Because then it's like, then why wouldn't she just marry her father? Weird. I don't know. There's something about she would have had then fucked that body in the past. I don't know. That
the whole thing is weird.
I understand yeah. what you're saying. I agree with you that I wish Mark Ruffalo had a better ending. But I kind of think that we needed something from the previous husband. The whole movie I was sort of like, we got to see from the husband. That guy's still mucking about.
Okay. He didn't cross my mind once while watching that movie. And so when he showed up at the end, I was like, oh, well, yeah, I guess it makes sense that he'd be here, but I don't care about this guy.
No, I kind of wanted to see it. Yeah. I kind of wanted to see it. I was pleased.
Okay, yeah. This is how we get along. We have a little conversation.
Everything you can do, I can do better.
No, but I liked Poor Things a lot. I liked everybody in it. I liked every time Willem Dafoe was like,
yeah.
What an incredibly courageous choice.
Did you like all that? How about that? How about when she's a prostitute, right? And they have that creepy guy on the floor naked, you know, like fucking crawling around like a chimp or something.
I never felt so represented.
Where you want to go next?
Let's go with from Poor Things.
You want to do Holdovers or Anatomy of a Fall?
Let's
or
do
Maestro?
I didn't see Maestro. If you want to talk about American Fiction or Maestro
American
or
fiction.
Any of those.
We'll do both of them really quick. Because I think American Fiction was a really fun and I think it was really smart. And
yes.
I think it was really well written, and I think it was something fresh and different.
Yeah.
It was something that wasn't afraid to be. It's not that it was politically incorrect, but it's sort of about this dude who sort of writes a book.
Yeah.
Thinking that it would like sort of insult people when in fact everybody loves it.
Yes.
And it's about black culture and how.
Yeah, he kind of makes himself sound more black.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, and I think that's a fun
gimmick. And that book sort of goes crazy. So I feel like it was of the films probably the easiest to watch for me.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like filled with a lot of performances. I think Jeffrey Wright was very, very good. And I think Sterling K. Brown was really, really good too. I wasn't kidding when I said he was my pick. I thought he was particularly
I love Sterling K. Brown.
I should have won over fucking Robert Downey Jr.
I think he is. I didn't see this movie, but I think every time Sterling K. Brown is on as a camera, in front of a camera, I think he's having the best time of his life.
He's so fun. He's so fun. He plays like a gay guy. It's great. Yeah, it not a perfect movie at all. I think that the ending was a little bit of a cop out, and it verged a little too meta for us. But I have a feeling that you might really enjoy the ending, and that sort of worries me. but that's neither here nor there. That's the quick part of American Fiction. Maestro, I enjoyed watching. Bradley Cooper is...
I was aroused watching Maestro.
I sure was, with that big schnoz. Bradley Cooper, fucking amazing. Any other year, he wins sort of hands down. It's just because...
You really think so, though?
I really kind of think so.
I feel like the American public just can't get behind him.
No, I think if this happened 5 years ago, I think that there... I think he... Paul Giamatti and Cillian Murphy just were like this much better than him.
Yeah.
And I think plus like the Jewish stuff kind of going on in the world. I'm sorry that I'm not saying it eloquently enough.
No, it's...
But with the prosthetic nose and everything, I think that sort of cast him aside. And I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think if you watch that movie, you're like, wow, he's really fucking going in.
Okay.
And I won't claim to know what's his name.
Lenny Bernstein.
Bernstein. I hadn't watched very many interviews of him before, but Bradley Cooper is fucking amazing. Script's a little all over the place. I feel like that's hard when you're going through somebody's life. You kind of have to.
Yeah, you got
to
do that. I know people wanted it to be more about him being gay or less about him being gay or all that stuff.
I don't particularly mind that stuff. It's just like it was like it was Leonard Bernstein's. Is it Bernstein or Bernstein?
It's actually Berenstein.
One of those.
Yeah.
It was about his life, and that's fine. It's just, and it was an interesting sort of tell all for his thing. But the main takeaway for that movie, Carey Mulligan.
Yes.
Is her name?
Yeah.
I thought she was completely. I thought everybody was forgetting about her. She's fucking amazing in that movie too.
Everybody thought that she was kind of the one to beat.
She's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. unbelievable.
She's very
good. They're both. It's a movie of performances.
I loved
her
in Saltburn.
There you
when
go.
When she walked out. Did you watch Saltburn?
No, I missed that.
Oh, okay. Well, she's in Saltburn for a little bit. Okay. Yeah, she's got the best worst part.
Quite like that.
Yeah, exactly. I should check out Maestro.
It's a movie of performances. Yeah. It's got plenty of stuff for you to steal. It's just as an actor, not a writer.
Yeah. I don't know. He directed it too, didn't he?
He directed it. I think he wrote it too, actually.
Yeah. Not a good look, Bradley.
Hey, Bradley, you like Pokemon?
Hey, Bradley, what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you... this Maestro, the bells and whistles story. It's just called... His next movie, Whistles.
He does it. And it's him playing both of us? He dresses up. He's got all the prosthetics. It's Bradley Cooper doing a fucking Eddie Murphy style Coming to America.
How scary would, honestly, like, you know, you think about, like, it's easy for us to watch that and then you think, wow, he really disappeared into that. But imagine if you're, like, really the guy. Like, if we watched a movie where Bradley Cooper, like, put on wigs that looked like our hair and, like, prosthetics to make it look, like, how just uncanny would that be?
Bradley Cooper is, what, 20 years older than us, too, or something? So it's like, why is he doing that? Why on earth would he do that?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
All right. Hold on. Maestro, American Fiction, done. Since you talked about those, I'll talk about Past Lives.
Yes.
Since you didn't see that one. I really, really was moved by Past Lives.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was. I would say... Is it the best film? No, and it didn't win the best film. But it did. It was, at least for me, maybe behind The Holdovers, the one that I feel like affected me the most.
Okay.
I really, really like the kind of concept of it.
A romantic.
I'm a romantic is the thing.
Yeah.
The movie starts and it's the three of them in a bar. And... you don't hear what they're saying. You just hear two people that are like our point of view looking at them and saying like, what you hear them like, what on earth could that dynamic be? Like they're just like how you do at a bar and you see like, you know, a group of people hanging out.
Right.
But you see like three people who are kind of very solemnly, quietly talking to one another. And it's two guys and a girl. And you hear people saying like, "What on earth? What do you think's going on over there?" And they're guessing what the relationships are, and then it jumps back in time, and you kind of see this woman's relationship with both of these guys unfurl, and then so it's a lot of the movie is maybe like an hour of stuff that is. I think it's romantic and fun to watch, but it isn't like the juicy, exciting stuff.
Okay.
And then it gets to the last half hour where she's married to one guy and talking to the other guy, and the guy has come to visit them.
I see.
And that's, I thought that was like spectacular.
Okay.
I thought it was very, very cool to kind of see each of these people saying like, and like the... she's married to a white guy, and the white guy is saying they have this amazing scene in with the two of them in bed, waiting for her Korean boyfriend, this guy that she likes, to come over, and he's like essentially saying if you were to write this, I'm the bad guy. Because I'm married to you and you shouldn't be married to me. This story doesn't feel right, you know?
Okay.
But I'm in love with you and you're in love with me and we're married.
Right.
And, you know, there's not really much to, you know, I'm not going to give you up. Like, it's too much of my life is built on you.
Right.
And he's like, I understand that, like, and I thought it was interesting for him to kind of say it like that. I don't know what you would think. I think you'd maybe like that. Those parts.
I'll give it a watch someday.
Yeah, it's a slow movie.
Okay.
And then Zone of Interest, neither one of us watched.
Let's skip it.
We can skip it.
We don't have
to say about it. Family Living Next Door to Auschwitz. That's the entire movie. sound design. Very good sound design.
There you go. Yeah. You want to do holdovers or you want to do Anatomy of a Fall?
Let's do holdovers and we can buy, because I think we both agree on Anatomy of a Fall.
Okay. Holdovers for me.
Yeah.
When you put my two favorite movies ever are School of Rock and Whiplash, right?
Yeah.
So when you do, so I was very quickly taken with parochial school plus, you know, unsuspecting weird mentor role,
yeah,
mixed with struggling kid mixed with finding, yeah, happiness. That is a movie that has a recipe for me to fall in love with it.
Yeah.
And I did like the holdovers. I did. I think Paul Giamatti was my pick to win the Oscar.
Yeah.
I love Paul Giamatti and his performance with all my stupid heart.
Yeah.
With all my lazy eyes.
With the entirety of our two lazy eyes.
I thought Daveen. I thought she was wonderful. Yeah. I even thought that the little boy was great.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I'm sure he's 6'7". Whatever. I thought all of it was great. I just can't get the feeling that A, Whiplash and School of Rock did everything it wanted to do, but better.
Yeah.
And that it just kept undercutting itself just a fucking little bit with every time. I think it was shot on film. Was it shot on film?
I don't know. I don't know if it
was shot on film or there was like some overlay where you get a crinkle,
yeah,
on film
or
whatever. It was that. Stacked with the long cross dissolves, stacked with the pacing, stacked with my mom doesn't like me and my dad is dead and everybody and nobody likes
bad?
Me. And then it's, but I, and that's fine if you're going to do that. It's just don't let the little, dun, 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 the little fucking piano fade.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Which was just like a little bit, ugh. And maybe if I watched it during Christmas time, I would have more tolerance for the sap.
Yeah.
But it had a little too much sap for me.
That is interesting. I did watch it over like Christmas time. So it might have changed.
It had a little bit of sap. It had a little too much sap for me.
Yeah.
I want to see it if they just took the music out. I really hated the piano fading in so much. But I did love Paul Giamatti very much.
I loved Paul Giamatti. No, I love the holdovers. Holdovers was my favorite. It's surprising nobody. I really did like that. I loved Daveen so much when she was like, he's gone and she's in the kitchen and she's drunk and she's crying. God,
she was wonderful.
There is no quicker way to break my heart than seeing a drunk person crying. That's why me and Amelia get along so well.
I'm going to tell her you said that.
I would say she just has to watch the podcast, but we won't. No, I think that I thought it was great. I loved Paul Giamatti in it. I liked the kid. Part of me wonders. I'm sure you didn't know that.
Have done a better job.
Part of me wonders if I could have done a better job. Part of me wonders if part of the reason why you didn't like it is because you subconsciously know that that was his first time ever acting.
I had no idea that was the case.
The story behind that was that he was a kid at that school that they found.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that they were like, he's perfect for it. Let's have him do it.
Oh, that's really stupid.
Yeah, it is, right?
I do hate that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I do really hate that.
Yeah. We could have done a really good job if they had let us audition.
Yeah, it's true.
Come on, Paul! I want to go to Boston!
He's sitting there with his dad who had a lobotomy or whatever.
Imagine that scene, but it's you or me on the other side, and we're like, come on, Dad, remember?
Don't you remember? And then the piano fades in. Ugh.
Don't you remember?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and there was part of me that just didn't believe that his parents were actually gonna leave him at school for Christmas. Like that hit.
That's what happens.
No, it's not.
That's what happens.
No, that doesn't happen.
I'm sorry that you came from a loving home.
I'm forever grateful. Uh-huh. But there was just part of me that just kept. I wish you were here for after 15 minutes of watching that movie and you saw him. Like I was so excited. I was like, oh my god, I love this movie. It's just it kept fucking up. Its own self. It couldn't get out of its own way. And for that reason, I was like,
For that reason. And that reason alone. I'm out. Yeah, you're out. And then Anatomy of a Fall.
Anatomy of a Fall. Is it the last one that we need to talk about?
What else do we need to talk about?
I'm looking at the list that I
Anatomy said. Of a Fall.
Anatomy of a Fall. Holder. Oh, Killers of the Flower Moon. We forgot to.
Oh, we should talk about that.
You want to do that or Anatomy of a Fall?
Yeah, let's talk about Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon is really fucking cool because it is a Scorsese movie.
Robert Downey Jr.
It's a Scorsese movie starring Bob De Niro as a mob boss. Leo DiCaprio is a guy who finds
his
way.
He's kind of a dummy guy.
Dummy guy who gets spit out into a part of the world that learns to fall in love with crime and money and works his way through a system, a mob system of organized crime and racketeering and so forth. It's the same thing you've always seen. It's 3 hours and 20 minutes long, whoever's, except it's Southern. That's it. That's it. I'm not saying that it's not a great movie. It is. I'm not saying that people in it, the performances aren't amazing. They are. I'm not saying that Lily Gladstone wasn't amazing. She is. I'm just saying it's the same fucking thing. But
well,
Southern.
Well,
and it's awesome. It's awesome. Great. You should watch it. It's just you're gonna watch it and be like, wow, that was a great movie because it scratched every itch of a mob movie that I wanted to watch, and it's a fresh take, and Bob De Niro's doing a Southern accent. You're gonna say all those things, and you're gonna say the same thing that you always say.
Uh-huh.
I wish it was 45 minutes shorter.
Yeah, and
that's
true.
It. It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Well, what do you think of Brendan Fraser in it?
He's
looking a little scary, isn't he?
I was going to say, I can't wait for you to see that movie because you're just watching a De Niro, Leo movie, right? And then at some point, Brendan Fraser comes out and he just says, I'm Brendan Fraser! And that's it. So you're like, whoa! but yeah, no, he's a very small part. He's kind of weird.
I know, he looks strange to me.
He's still chunky.
He looked weird at the Oscars too, but it's not like he looks chunky. It's like his face looks a little weird.
I think it's because he's a little chunky.
No,
I think he needs to go back to George of the Jungle.
No, I feel like it looks like he's lupus. Made out of paper mache or something like that.
It's carved out of wood.
Yeah, like I feel like if I get squirt him with a water gun, he's gonna start folding. You know.
Let's go on to what do you got to say about Anatomy of a Fall?
Anatomy of a Fall is if you ask me, I think is probably the best made movie.
You think
of the year? Yeah.
Okay.
That was my favorite.
I don't feel as passionately, but I did really enjoy it.
I thought it was pretty spectacular. I think it does like the last 20 minutes. I agree with you. Feel like, well, you're just gonna okay. I guess you're leaving us with this.
I've reflected upon my take after watching the movie. Great movie, really fun movie. She's amazing in it.
Yeah,
all the things. The blind kid is amazing. The dog,
amazing.
The fucking dog,
amazing in it.
Good Christ, the dog.
Yeah,
the dog is it Snoop?
Yeah.
Oh my god. the last 20 minutes were. I could have totally done without.
Yeah,
that was my initial reaction after sitting on it for a day. What they're totally doing is that they want you to want more resolution.
Yeah, and then you're just
and
not
then you don't
it.
Get it.
Yeah,
I still think that's stupid.
Yeah,
I understand it's now intentional.
Yeah,
but still, fuck you.
No, I felt similarly, and I was saying afterwards, I'm like, maybe this is just like it's a European thing, but I was like. I was like, man, am I so trained as like an audience member that I have to have something wrapped up in a nice little bow for me? Like, I needed the kid to say that it was
that's
that
such
he
a
made
bullshit.
The story up. Did I need one last reveal? Did I need something?
I do.
Yeah. Well, I felt that's why I felt empty a little bit afterwards. But a lot of it really kind of wowed me. I thought that fight that they have over the recording.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, that's really good.
Yeah, that was really cool.
The scene between her and her husband. I liked that the mystery was really unclear to me. I liked that it felt like I was watching a real court case, and I was like, I'm going to look up afterwards and see what actually happened.
I do. I
really admire that.
The coolest gimmick was that they're like a piece of information would be revealed in the court. Somebody would say something, you'd be like, whoa, whoa, nobody told me.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's, and like, that's amazing. That's, yeah.
which is like a genuine feeling. You would hear something and you'd be like, no, I should have been aware to that before it was said out loud, which was a really cool thing to feel. You know, I thought it was a very good movie. It was a little slow at times for me, and I think that had to do with sort of just like looking at that court for so long.
Yeah, no, I get,
you know,
that.
But that's me being a lizard brain.
I loved the prosecutor.
I was just about to say the prosecutor was fucking amazing. That little fucking prick of a guy.
I thought that would have, again, another part that would have been perfect for us.
Yeah.
He was so good at being that, like, that guy. That, and you were like, man, he's really starting to convince me.
Yeah,
that this is
he was
not a
weaselly
good thing.
Dickhole.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
No, you shut up, kind of guy.
Yeah,
only yeah. It was great. I don't know why what they were trying to do with the whole romance thing between the main lawyer and her. I didn't know what that was doing for anybody. There was a lot of stuff. I guess it's a European thing.
Yeah.
And it's not only is it a European thing, but it's a European thing versus us, who we feel like everything we need to write be like, no, everybody,
yeah,
no,
come on,
cut out that the.
Yeah, cut out that the. I liked the romance between him and her because I felt like it made me question her more. That she would be so quick to jump into something with this guy or kind of flirt with him made me feel like, you know, yeah, wait a minute, what is her deal? Like,
I guess
I didn't
so.
Like that. Like, I was like,
okay,
I know that
fair.
They did it
that's
to
fair.
Make me judge her in a weird way.
Okay.
So that's what I liked.
Okay.
Yeah, I really liked Anatomy of a Fall. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
That and Holdovers and Past Lives and Poor Things.
You want my
all
list? You want my list that I texted you? This is my list in best to worst.
Best to worst. Let's see.
Poor Things, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Holdovers, Killers of Flower Moon, Barbie, Maestro, Ploppenheimer. That's Ryan Quigley's list.
Yeah, you didn't put Zone of Interest in there. Well, you didn't watch it.
I didn't
it.
Watch it.
Well, but I was like, you know,
or
just in, if you guessed. If
no,
you
I'm not going to guess. I don't do that. I don't do that kind of thing.
You
it's
never
irresponsible.
Take a guess.
No.
All right, well, yeah, let's hear your picks at the bottom.
Nobody's
I know none
watching.
Of you watched this part, but it's nice for us, and it's consistency, and we need a routine.
Hold on. Let's pause really quick. I have to pee and do some work, and then we'll do Pokidoku quick.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm just kidding, anywhere else I'd be a Ken.
Okay.
My name is Ken, and I'm from then.
All right, we're back. We stopped down for a second.
We had to stop. We had to calm down a second. We were getting too heated.
We had to towel off.
Towel off. Take a cold shower.
Take a cold shower.
But we're going back to what are your favorites,
we do,
huh?
We got to do something for the people.
A little pokey dokey.
We're recording now. We're doing pokey doku, and
poke-doku.
We're clicking this now.
Oh,
all right. So it's Immaculate Grid for Pokemon, as you understand.
And it's a master puzzle.
They give you, not a master puzzle. A game.
Oh, no.
So what they do
this
is they give you two
good.
Categories and a 3x3 thing, and you have to find one that overlaps. Johto, normal type, evolved by friendship, flying type.
Jortle.
You get it. Keep up, keep up.
Keep
the
up,
idea
keep up.
Is that you want to find the most mysterious, unbeknownst Pokemon. You want to find
yes.
the rarest choices. You don't want to be a dime a dozen.
No, you don't. You never would.
So that's what we're going to do today. So we're going to go through and we're going to do this. We're gonna do
I
this,
would never.
We're going to try and do this rapid style.
Okay.
All right. So a Johto normal.
A Johto.
Johto. You have Sentret. You have Ferret.
Uh-huh. You've also got Dunsparce for little old me.
Dunsparce for little old you.
Girafarig.
Teddy Ursa.
Ursa Ring.
Can we dig even deeper? Is there something even more? What's a Pokemon that we could say that'll make us feel us a little dirty inside?
I think you could look at Ursa Ring and say that.
Togepi.
Oh, Togepi Togetic. Is good. But is Togepi still? I think Togepi's fairy now.
No, but it's still. It's totally fairy. You're
it's
right.
just totally fairy
Those
now.
Bastards.
That should
be the one.
Uh-huh.
That should be the one, Pokidoku, you fucking bastards.
You want to do
one,
Porygon 2.
Porygon 2.
Uh-huh.
Porygon 2. Is there, what's the normal flying? Hoot-Hoot?
Hoot-Hoot, yeah.
Noctowl.
Those are also good.
People might think that Noctowl is psychic.
I don't think anyone's going to think Noctowl is psychic. Ooh. I don't know. Porygon 2 feels good to me. I like Ursaring. Donphan is just
Fanfy?
Ground. Just ground.
Fanfy's just ground?
Yeah, just ground.
Think later in the Pokedex for me. Just think later in the Pokedex.
there's not there. I feel like there aren't that many Pokemon in that generation. Yeah,
maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Is Girafarig the answer?
Girafarig might be.
But I mean, Ferrigarath is in the zeitgeist.
I don't know how in the zeitgeist it is. Yeah. And also, I'd say put Girafarig.
You want to do Girafarig?
Uh huh.
All right.
Because it's also in like the safari zone. You know, nobody.
All right. If it's, but if, understand.
Uh huh. If we fail, if, yeah, you can point the finger at me.
I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
Rashor! 5.1. That's pretty beefy.
I think that's pretty strong.
That is strong. That is strong. I can't help but think that there might be a 2, maybe a
3%. There might be a 2. There might be a 2.
Normal
you want to start over?
Normal poison. Okay, so let's dig deep for this one.
Dig deep.
So we have Shrudel,
there's
and
Shrudel,
we have...
and there's Doodle.
There's Grafaii as well.
Grafaii, yes.
Right.
Shrudel and Grafaii. I think those are the only 2.
But there's part of me that thinks that there might be a 3rd.
What could it be?
I'm digging, and I'm digging deeply.
What could... how bizarre we are, where we're like, wow, what could it be, you think?
Oh, is there one?
I feel like Shrudel and Grafaii were the only 2.
I think there's something silly, though. I think there's something
what?
I don't know. I think we should say Shrudel, but I think I feel like we're going to get around here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, oh, there's that one. All right, so let's say Shrudel. Just to, can we skip it?
Skip it.
All right, so
but
we're going to say
be Shrudel.
Shrudel.
I'm
we're
telling
say
you
Shrudel.
It's Shrudel.
Okay, evolved by friendship, normal. So this is fun.
Now, this could be, does it have to be, it doesn't have to be the final evolution, because that could be, what, Ursaring?
What?
Ursaring is evolved by friendship.
Ursaring is evolved by friendship.
Yes.
Can I throw you something that I'm not 100% sure about?
Okay. You're going to make me nervous, though.
Arboliva.
Arboliva.
That's Smoliv?
Yes.
Doliv. And then Doliv to Arboliva.
I don't think that's friendship.
I think it might be friendship. I think we're too pussy to say Arboliva. I think
there's
we're too,
no way.
I think we're too pussy. We shouldn't say it. But I'm saying I think that might be the one. We're not going to put it. I'm such an incel. But that's the thing that just went in my body.
I feel like it's like a grass stone or something.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
Do
you want to do Snorlax? Everyone's going to do.
Snorlax is the king. Ursaring.
Ursaring, I think, is evolved by friendship.
Think.
Lopunny.
Oh, you want to do Lopunny?
Yeah, we can do Lopunny.
I say we do Lopunny. Lopunny. This is evolved by, yes, this is the last one. Lopunny.
Yes.
Sure! 25. Not great. Not great.
I just don't know. I just don't know how many there are.
I just I think there's a lot.
I just can't imagine there
are that many. I think there's probably
a
lot. I think there's probably a good amount. A Johto flying. Now, this is
fun. A Johto flying.
This is something that's a little... I'm not very excited about, but, you know.
Well, you know my boy Murkrow.
There is Murkrow.
Would arrive.
There's a Murkrow, but I think we can go even deeper. There's...
Hoothoot.
Hoothoot. Noctowl.
Noctowl.
There's... I mean, like, you can go, like... I feel like people might forget Lugia.
Lugia. Ho-Ho. Might I suggest... Gligar.
Gligar.
Uh-huh.
Gligar is a forgotten one.
Uh-huh.
How about this? Can I say something? Yeah. It might knock
say
your,
something.
It might
say,
knock
go
your
ahead.
Socks off.
We can censor it if need be.
Mantine.
Mantine. Ooh.
But
ooh.
I think you go Gligar.
Yeah.
I think you go Gligar, or maybe, I mean, this could be Togetic.
Crobat.
Togetic.
Crobat.
Crobat's a good one. Crobat's
Togetic.
A damn good one.
Hmm.
Oh, so many opera. How about Natuzatu?
Natuzatu.
What are you feeling? What is your gut telling
I think,
you? What are you feeling
I
in
think,
your loins?
I think Gligar or Natuzatu.
I think we do Gligar.
Uh-huh.
We're doing Gligar. Gligar!
Come on, give me Gligar or give
sure.
me freedom! Yes!
It's 3%. You got to take that 10 times out of 10.
Boom!
You got to take that 10
Boom.
Times out of 10. Poison flying.
Poison
so here's
flying.
Where
here's where, you
where
get
we
your
have
yeah.
Crobat.
Zubat, Dubat,
and
Lubat. Yeah, and Poobat, yeah.
What are the other options here?
I don't know how many other flying poisons there are.
Flying and poison. Poison and flying, think.
Oh, when you say it like that, of course. Flying and poison, poison and flying.
Okay. Okay.
I think you could do maybe the run is Zubat.
But is there, I think that there's
Zoo, Bizu.
There's got to be one poison. poison?
I don't know how many flying poisons there are. I mean, it seems like one that would be pretty affluent, like, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, I guess we have to say Zubat. I guess we have to say Zubat.
Yeah, unless you want to do Crobat.
Shut up. No, we'll Golbat. Do Zubat. Zubat.
Golduck.
I feel like this is the wrong answer, but it's going to be what it's going to be. 25%. Not great at all. Evolved by friendship flying. So this Crobat. Is a Crobat.
This is Crobat.
Oh, but this is also Swoobat.
Swoobat. Swoobat.
This is also Swoobat.
I think there's... Surely there's another one.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
there? Were there any flying babies? Do any of the babies fly?
I mean, Togetic.
You want to do Togetic?
You want to do Togetic?
Yeah. It's evolved by friendship and is flying.
All right. Fuck it.
Or you could do Swoobat. Do Swoobat.
Swoobat. People, nobody says Swoobat.
Nobody
anymore.
Ever talks well, I mean, about
we
that did, one.
We mentioned one of our viral videos.
I think we'll be A-OK.
All right. We're doing Swoobat and we're sure. 21. Not great. Not great at all.
Listen, if we get through this, this will be like the second time that we've ever actually completed.
Shut
one.
Up. So it's... Okay. Final evolution from Johto. Now, from what's stopping Johto. Us from just saying Meganium?
What's, you know, what's stopping us from just giving the whole thing up?
No, hear me now, listen to me later.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Hot dog.
Why can't we say Noctowl? Why can't we say Octillery? Why can't we say...
Am I telling you you can't?
Why?
Octillery is good. I mean, people think that Octillery doesn't evolve from Remoraid, but it does.
But I mean, like, is this pulling a trick?
Okay.
If we say Mantine here.
Is
this pulling a trick?
It's not pulling a trick. Mantine is a final evolution from Johto. We just don't. People don't associate it because it got its one beforehand.
Right.
But you are correct.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to try and pull that trick? You want to?
I don't know. We could
do it.
Let's
do it. Let's be brave.
I mean, huh? is Pseudo Wudo even deeper?
No.
No?
No. I don't think so?
But the same rule applies.
People think about Pseudo Wudo constantly.
Okay.
Nobody's thinking about Mantine.
Okay. So you want to do that?
I think we should do Mantine.
If this is wrong, this could be big for us. this could be big trouble.
No, it's not. It's not
All
big
right.
trouble.
Mantine, and we're sure.
1.3. Wow!
Golly! Watch, this is going to be middle
That's
of the pack.
The biggest one. That's
a poison final evolution, you say. So we have the Nido... How about Nidoqueen?
Nidoqueen.
Because
no,
we missed International Women's Day.
It is too popular. It's too popular.
Okay, well...
It is International Women's Day, though. So maybe we should do Toxicroak.
But there's all... There's. How about like a Scraggy? Scrafty.
Scrafty's not poison.
Oh, that's because I meant Toxicroak.
Yeah. Oh, well, in that case, yeah, of course.
You know?
Riddle me this.
I'm listening.
Naginadel.
Wow, okay. Uh-huh. Wow, sure.
Because it evolves from Poipole.
Okay, but I'm feeling maybe there's something even...
Something even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about...
I'm thinking like...
Surely one of the bugs.
Well,
can I
throw you perhaps a Sneasler?
A Sneasler. You know what? Sneasler might be the move.
Sneasler
could be
agree?
The move. We can put our biases aside for Sneasleys.
All right, we're going to go with Sneasler.
God bless you.
Sneasler. And
going!
We're sure! 1.2. Can you believe that you doubted me even for a
I'm
second?
I'm telling you, Naginadel is going to be 1.1.
Evolved by friendship and a final evolution. This is problematic.
This is scary.
Can I tell you why?
This is why.
Because
we just used Lopunny.
Yeah, we did. So here's Crobat.
Here's Swoobat.
Oh. Lee Vanny. Remember, we've been done wrong before.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure? Put it down.
Do you believe in me?
I do.
Should we put Shrootle first and let this be the last one?
Yeah, put Shrootle first.
All right, so we'll do Shrootle.
Come on.
I feel like there's... I want everybody to know that I think there's one more.
It's going
to
be 49%.
And I'm sure 47.
I told you.
But there's going to be one that's 2%. Final evolution.
All right, Lee Vanny, come on. Please. It's the first time
I'm going to do it.
It'll be our first
I'm selecting
puzzle.
It. And
come
we're
on.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
What a stupid stupid fucking YouTube channel, right?
Oh, no. All right, let's see what we did. Let's see what
All
we
right,
did. Come
game
on.
Stats. We have a unique score of 138. It
appears. Oh, that's the worst watch.
115. That's that's the closest.
That's pretty good.
All right, least Lee common. Vanny. Porygon 2, you were right all along. We are all the way down at the bottom of the list.
I told you.
Bottom of the barrel. Where are we? Blissey, that's a good one. Apom, we're already down here. I told you.
Giraffe.
Terrible.
Freak.
Shrutal. Okay, that's good. So there wasn't
There's
one the whole
just,
time.
The whole time, I'm telling you. It was just...
Silvally.
Silvally. Oh, wow. Silwowie.
Silwowie and Lopunny all the way down here. Jigglypuff. What the fuck?
Jigglypuff.
That's
I wasn't
beefy.
Even thinking.
Deli Bird, Flying Joe, Deli Bird. That's what I was trying to think. I was saying
Deli Bird, Deli Bird, Deli
Bird.
Hopip
and
yeah.
Jumpluff. Togetic was up here. Could have been better. Gligar's down here. But Mantine, you see, it wasn't a trick at all.
It wasn't a trick at all. We should have done
it. But it was a wash.
Yeah. No, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
Zubat was the correct answer.
Zubat.
Boom. Nailed it. And you're right. There's no other ones for this one.
And then Swoobat was good for us, too.
Bingo, dingo, bingo.
Uh-huh.
Quagsire, huh? Final Evolution, Johto. Where were we in the list? Far away.
No, we got one. We were in 1 point something.
Oh.
There we are.
Mantine. Yeah,
okay.
Way down
Not
here.
So bad.
Not bad at all.
Not so bad at
not
all.
Not bad at all.
Okay.
Not great, but not bad.
Well, and then here's Amoongus.
Final
Evolution.
That would have been the one.
What, Amoongus?
Yeah.
No.
Where are we? We're down here.
Who's
Naganel? Good, not great. Naganen.
No. You're right. You were right to not use that one.
Look, I can scroll
right
down
there.
Here. 4 points.
You're right. I'm so sorry. I almost stred us.
And then Swoobat was the one down here as well.
There wasn't anything we could do.
No, there
Persian,
wasn't
much to do. Whoa. Alolan Persian. Yeah, that's something to keep in the noggin.
That's shocking. Frostmoth is evolved by friendship?
Ooh.
How terrible is that? Chimecho.
Chimecho.
I thought I was so smart.
You really had me there.
And
you
look,
had me
Lopunny
convinced.
Had it beat. That's terrible. Ooh. Well, just All another right. case against us. Stopping yeah. recording now. Hey, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. If you don't leave a 5-star, leave a 4-star. If you don't leave a 4-star... I've been trying to have this conversation with you every single week, and it's just, it's not productive or good for anybody involved.
No,
so what you do instead is you leave a comment down below. I respond to every single comment, okay? And you turn that notification bell on, because it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for your cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
and it's just nice. It's how we get our conversation going. But if you want to say, hey, man, fuck all that, we just want to give you money, what do they do?
You go to Teespring. It's still Teespring. You better come on over here. You get yourself a shirt. You're going to get yourself some shoes. You're going to get yourself some service.
Oh, God.
Good luck. No, you can support us financially over there. It helps us pay Neil. It helps us keep the lights on. You can get yourself all sorts of fun little designs. Philanthropist is our most popular one.
How dare you say such a thing? How dare you say it's our most popular?
I mean, we're almost sold out, guys, so get them while you can.
Yeah, true. There's
yeah,
like
limited time only.
Yeah, and nobody wants to get farted anymore. That was my favorite joke ever, but I guess nobody else liked it.
Nobody wants to.
Yeah.
It's sad.
That's really
sad. Maybe one day we'll get some
Maybe
more.
Someday. I don't know when I'm going live, but I will be going live this week. I don't know if it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday. I promise you. I'll be there, I will let you know when I'm going live. So don't fret.
Yeah.
Don't fret.
You're waiting to find out when the Knicks are going to play.
I surely know that already. It's just I got to figure out how my week shakes out.
Okay.
You got anything else to say?
I got nothing else to say.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
See ya. Because I'm not sure if I should do something about this terrible stain that's on my shirt.
You want to tie a tie?
Yeah, I can tie a tie. This isn't really pink. It's more.
How dare you say that's not pink? Don't gaslight me.